The Truth News Network.
Only you can prevent glorifying lies. TNN.
The Truth News Network.
Dan Newman.
Today we speak of lies that are couched in corruption. Corruption, U.S. government style. Hi, everybody. I'm Dan Newman. This is it. This is the big one. We told you we're going to look at corruption of the U.S. government today and not talk about opinions like we're hearing in the impeachment inquiry. We're only going to examine facts. We just accept it. Corruption goes unnoticed on the most part. Remember those family reunions where Uncle Bill always showed up? He never had much to say, but was still the odd person in the room. No one felt comfortable in a one-on-one conversation with him. He just stayed to himself. That's the example of the role corruption plays in our government today. It's always there, but it's seldom discussed or pointed out. Everyone knows it's around and how powerful it is. We just don't talk about it. And you know, if you don't talk about it, it doesn't exist, right? U.S. government corruption has been outed. No longer is Uncle Bill slinking quietly around us. Corruption has been exposed. Today, we will examine specific and demonstrative examples of corruption in our government right now, this month, this week. No allegations, no assumptions, just facts. Number one on the list, Ukraine. Remember the term quid pro quo? This example of corruption needs very little, if any, explanation. In the impeachment inquiry, Representative Adam Schiff quietly changed the impeachable charges against the president from quid pro quo to extortion and bribery. Why? Because in Democrats' focus groups, the term quid pro quo didn't sell very well. They liked extortion better. Vice President Biden, in a speech to the Foreign Affairs Council, actually admitted that he personally threatened the former Ukraine president with the withholding of $1 billion in congressionally approved U.S. foreign aid unless the Ukraine prosecutor, who was investigating corruption of Biden's son Hunter and Hunter's Ukraine gas company Burisma, was fired. In fact, the VP gave Ukraine just 6 hours to terminate that prosecutor. The prosecutor was terminated. What Vice President Biden did was a perfect example of extortion. And as the second most powerful man in world politics at the time, Obama's vice president extorted Ukraine's president. So let's get exactly what extortion is. It's the crime of obtaining money or some other thing of value with the abuse of one's office or authority. Now, there certainly was extortion by an American regarding Ukraine. The shakedown was not only committed, but glorified triumphantly before the Foreign Affairs Council by Barack Obama's vice president, Joe Biden. So, that was then, you say. We're talking about this presidential administration and corruption today. Well, they're giving Joe Biden a free pass for extortion, which by their own definition and what they're accusing President Trump of doing is exactly what Biden did. You don't think there's a bit of corruption there? What's good for the goose should be good for the gander. It's not right now. The Obama administration, Joe Biden specifically, gets a free pass for the corruption of extortion. So let's move along to number two, selling a lie to close a deal. Representative Schiff has shown he'll do and say just about anything to destroy the president, even con the American people. He dismisses the ability of any American to see, hear, and understand the truth. As the sheriff, as he's called in this impeachment inquiry, Schiff began the first hearing regarding the Trump phone call with Ukraine's President Zelensky by telling Americans, quote, "Here's how Mr. Trump extorted the people of Ukraine." Schiff then read a transcript of the phone call, quoting President Trump. Now, I'm going to read it to you verbatim. Listen closely. It's very critical that you hear what Schiff said, the president said. Here we go. Quote, "We've been very good to your country. Very good. No other country has done as much as we have. But you know what? I don't see much reciprocity here. I hear what you want. I have a favor I want from you, though. And I'm going to say this only 7 times, so you better listen good." Schiff's reading from his fabricated conversation. And he's telling us what the president said to President Zelensky. He continued, I want you to make up dirt on my political opponent. Understand? Lots of it, he continued. On this and on that, I'm going to put you in touch with people, and not just any people, he continued, affecting an accent meant to resemble Trump's. I'm going to put you with the Attorney General of the United States, my Attorney General, Bill Barr. He's got the whole weight of the American law enforcement behind him. And I'm going to put you in touch with Rudy. You're going to love him, trust me, Schiff said, still avoiding any real quotations from the transcript. You know what I'm asking, so I'm only going to say this a few more times in a few more ways. And by the way, don't call me again. I'll call you when you've done what I've asked. Remember this, folks. This was an entirely fabricated fake transcript. Schiff fabricated it, and he told Americans he was going to read the transcript of the phone call and what President Trump said to President Zelensky of Ukraine. He read this. He never told Americans it was fabricated. He let everybody think, millions of Americans think, that that was exactly what the president said. Well, he represented to Americans, Trump said it, and that would be illegal. That would be extortion on the part of the president or anyone. It was corrupt. And if you didn't read the actual transcript of the actual phone call between President Trump and President Zelensky of Ukraine, on the homepage of this story, there's a link. You can click on the link and read the transcript for yourself. It's only 2 minutes long. Corruption number three, holding Ukraine military aid. Well, here we go again. We're still in Ukraine. We've heard it again and again. President Trump, in temporarily holding military aid Congress had approved for Ukraine, was an extortion attempt to force Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden, the chief election foe for Donald Trump in the 2020 election. How many times have you heard that? Was there corruption in withholding aid from Ukraine? If so, how so? Well, guess what? There was corruption there. I'll say that again. There was corruption. Now follow this line of reasoning and this line of facts. In 2014, after Donald Trump wasn't president, you said. You're right. Listen. In 2014, after Russia annexed Crimea and began arming separatists in eastern Ukraine with tanks, armored vehicles, and rocket launchers, Ukrainian president at the time, Petro Poroshenko, came to Washington to plead for weapons to defend his country. Against who? Against Russia. In an impassioned address to a joint session of Congress, with Joe Biden sitting directly behind him, Poroshenko said his country appreciated the non-lethal assistance he was getting, but declared, quote, one cannot win a war with blankets. It gets better, folks. The Obama-Biden administration was unmoved by that speech. The Wall Street Journal reported at the time that President Barack Obama stuck to his refusal to provide weapons or other lethal military gear to Ukraine. Why? Because Team Obama feared that lethal aid would provoke Moscow. So what did the administration give President Poroshenko? Instead of rocket-propelled grenades, we provided food rations and blankets. That's right, folks, blankets. So where's the corruption in this? Well, Ukraine had disarmed materials the Russian invasion as part of a deal made with the Obama administration. The reason Ukraine agreed to disarm, listen to this. President Obama promised Ukraine President Poroshenko that he, in the event of a Russian attack on Ukraine, the U.S. would protect Ukraine militarily. What was necessary from the U.S. in specific military aid to Ukraine were Javelin missiles, small but deadly missiles that are amazingly effective to disarm Russian tanks. Ukraine was told the U.S. would provide those Javelin missiles, and then, of course, that was part of the deal they cut to disarm themselves. Instead, they were given rations and blankets because Obama did not want to upset Vladimir Putin. Now, I thought Donald Trump was in the pocket of the Russian president. Note, this is important too. The U.S. ultimately provided those Javelin missiles to Ukraine, but it wasn't by President Obama. It didn't happen until Donald Trump became president. Corruption number four, the Ukraine-U.S. anti-corruption treaty. So in all this hoopla about the president, because he wanted to be Joe Biden and he wanted dirt on Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. What about that treaty? Has anybody ever talked to you about the Ukraine-U.S. anti-corruption treaty? Did you notice that during the Obama administration, the two world-changing multinational agreements that were finalized and trumpeted as being the two most important such agreements in existence were not treaties? Well, have you ever wondered why? U.S. treaties are negotiated by the administration and then confirmed by the U.S. Senate, so they have the full force and enforcement by the U.S. government. Neither the Iran nuclear deal or the Paris Climate Accords were ever confirmed by the Senate and therefore were not treaties and therefore not enforceable. Why would the Obama administration handle it this way? So they would have universal control of every aspect of these agreements with no government oversight. But there is a Ukraine-United States treaty in which both countries mutually agree to find, investigate, and prosecute corruption in each government that impacts the other country. And we've put a link here to the complete Ukraine-U.S. treaty with the United States. You can click on that link and read the whole thing for yourselves. Americans forget that President Obama named Vice President Biden to supervise significant alleged corruption in Ukraine during his second term. Biden was the Ukraine corruption czar during the 2016 election, and U.S. intelligence investigations verified during that election in 2016 there was significant corruption from Ukraine to attack the campaign and the voting results against then-candidate Donald Trump. To that end, wasn't there, isn't there, a requirement for the U.S. president, no matter who won, to, based on that treaty, work with Ukraine to find, investigate, and prosecute any wrongdoers for acts committed during the 2016 election? It didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Somebody was in the tank for Ukraine. Here's corruption number five, faux obstruction of justice. House Democrats let subpoenas fly to witnesses for personal sworn testimony before committees and documents. President Trump has exerted executive privilege in numerous cases, stopping some staffers from testifying and also for the production of certain documents. Of course, Schiff and company have cried foul from the get-go, claiming President Trump is obstructing justice. In fact, according to those Democrats, the president's doing so is impeachable as obstruction of justice. Why would Mr. Trump stop testimony and document production? Almost all of these subpoenaed to testify, all those folks, and virtually all of the documents subpoenaed, were already provided to Robert Mueller during his investigation. And that means Mueller received authority and turned over all the documents, all the testimony, to the House of Representatives. They already have it, folks. Also, certain persons in the White House who consistently meet with the president on many top-secret foreign and domestic matters simply cannot testify. Certain documents cannot be provided for national security reasons. But Democrats will have nothing to do with it. Executive privilege is a policy used solely for situations like this to protect national security, to protect undercover operations, and those who are undercover at the time. President Trump exerting executive privilege and its subsequent results in the impeachment inquiry have led numerous Democrats to notch their cause to impeach Trump belt, labeling executive privilege as just one more example of obstruction by the president. But did Barack Obama obstruct justice in using executive privilege? He certainly used it a whole bunch of times during his 8 years. But no one ever heard anyone from the Republican Party, certainly no media outlets, crying for the impeachment of President Obama because of obstruction of justice by exerting executive privilege. There certainly is quid pro quo in reverse. Obama skated abusing executive privilege and President Trump faces impeachment. Here are just 9 examples of President Obama's claims of privilege, and we'll just list them. We won't go into details. Number one, Attorney General Eric Holder refused to provide subpoenaed Fast and Furious documents. You remember that? Gun running across the southern border, guns provided by the United States government. Eric Holder wouldn't let Congress look at the details, and people died. Number two, Lois Lerner of the IRS refused to testify on IRS targeting of conservative nonprofit organizations seeking tax-free status just before the 2012 presidential election. Number three, Obama operative Ben Rhodes was not allowed to testify on the Iran nuclear deal, which kept its sleazy details from the public. He supposedly helped author that agreement. Number four, U.S. Treasury officials blocked from testifying on Obamacare subsidies, so no one knew their sources until a year or so later, after billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, had been paid out in those subsidies. Number five, the White House refused to allow its political director to testify about an organization formed to work politically from within the White House, a political inside White House organization for re-election using White House sources. That's illegal. Executive privilege. Congress couldn't look at it. Number six, Justice Kagan's Obamacare conflict of interest came from her work before being nominated to the Supreme Court and actually crafting the legislation. She was Solicitor General, and the Senate Judiciary Committee subpoenaed records of her work during her confirmation hearings. Obama exerted executive privilege to prevent the viewing of those records. Number seven, refusal to provide subpoenaed Solyndra documents. Remember that $500 million taxpayer loan guarantee for the company owned by some of Obama's friends, that solar energy company out in California? Taxpayers ate that $500 million. We ate it. Company went nowhere, declared bankruptcy. Now, Congress naturally wanted to see those records in part of their oversight operations. Nope, Obama declared executive privilege. The Obama administration refused to let the White House social secretary testify on party crashers when two got past Secret Service and into an official White House function. It's pretty dangerous. Congress naturally investigated the breach, and they subpoenaed the White House social secretary for testimony. She arranged everything. Well, Obama declared executive privilege to prevent her from appearing. She didn't testify. And number nine, fighting subpoenas in the new Black Panther Party voter intimidation investigation. You may remember this. Two Black Panther members stationed themselves in front of a polling location in Philadelphia at a senior, mostly white area the day of voting in the 2008 election. Those Panthers brandished weapons. Obviously, voters, or people who wanted to vote, were intimidated and didn't vote. Attorney General Eric Holder refused to take civil rights actions and to investigate the pair, and then refused to turn over any records to Congress when they were subpoenaed. Obama gave him a pass, executive privilege. In summary, I know, that's only five examples of specific government corruption, and we promised you six. We'll let you off easy today by simply telling you what the sixth example is, the media arm of the United States government. And it does have a media arm. It's called the mainstream media. The mainstream media are now actually an informal yet powerful branch of government. On another day, we'll give you examples of exact corruption on their part in our government, some of which you already know. Folks, we have a corrupt government. There are no ways to explain it away, and every day we watch as new evidence appears that confirms its existence and power that is growing in numbers of instances and growing in boldness. We should all be ashamed, and we're probably all afraid, and we should be. Government corruption is far past a mark at which we can regain control. I'm not sure what will be necessary to salvage what's left of our representative republic. But what I am sure of is that President Trump is a key cog in the wheel of justice that is perceived by the left to be capable of reigning in their corruption. That's right. They think, they're certain, he has the goods to rein in their corruption. And they're afraid of him. And you know what? They should be. Pray for our nation. Pray for its leaders. Pray for truthfulness and fairness under the law. If God answers those prayers and people allow his answers to be fulfilled, we'll be fine. If not, God help the United States of America. Thank you for being here today. A lot of impeachment mess going on. I got to be honest with you, I won't go into it right now, but I'm pretty sure my prediction of Nancy Pelosi pulling the plug on the impeachment inquiry at the end of last weekend. It didn't happen. They're going through this week. I honestly think it's going to happen this weekend. If they don't kill this thing, there is no way they can win the White House back, and they'll probably lose the House in the 2020 elections. We've got our eyes on what's going on up there, so you keep your ears and eyes at truthnewsnet.org. When it breaks, whatever it is, we've got it for you, and always the truth. Back when it happens at Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org. Till then, so long, everybody.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world.
Real Truth, Real News, TNN, the Truth News Network.